Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Biggie has hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That's right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Figgy, you got myself, Reginald Atitula, on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. That'll be happening in the 12 o'clock hour. We will be giving away a couple of tickets. Is that to Sunday's game?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, yes, it is.
And that's in the bullpen.
Bullpen front row, I believe. Yeah.
So if you want to see Texans,
I need some of those tickets, man.
Well, you work here, so you have no chance
you
at
it.
I cannot get any ticket since I work here.
Get them tickets. But you, dear listener, you can. And all you got to do is listen to the show, particularly in the 12 o'clock hour. Go ahead and stick around, because here in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have Brandon Scott. B. Scott is going to be in the building, and he's got thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. He sure does. So you want to keep it locked here. But yeah, we will be giving away a couple of tickets to the Jaguars game in the 12 o'clock hour. Right now, though, let's talk a little bit about some baseball.
Yes.
Baseball in your native language, Lopez. Okay?
What solid? Y'all call it?
Baseball.
Yeah. Baseball.
Baseball. Now I'm just, I didn't change it about 3 times.
I had to look out, though. Jose Altuve was in there.
Don't do that. The Astros did not clinch last night. The magic number remains at 2. And of course, with the magic number, that is Astros wins or Mariners losses, as the Mariners are the next team in the AL West. They're the only team that has the opportunity to really catch you when it comes to that title. And of course, because you're playing them, you can get a win and a Mariners loss at the same damn time.
Yeah.
A couple more opportunities to do that is they didn't get a chance. They didn't make that happen last night. They get a loss to the Mariners. What was it? 6-1 was the final. Buddy, I was watching the Monday Night Football games, and I had this game on. And once it got to a certain point,
those
I was
three
like,
TVs
oh.
working.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I know what time it is. So I did not keep a heavy eye on the final. But yeah, 6-1 was the final in the course of this. I don't know. You had an old boy on the other side. Miller was dealing. He was doing a damn good job. He ends up going 7 innings, 5 strikeouts, but, I mean, keeps his ERA pretty low. Hunter Brown did solid himself, although, you know, he issued a few walks.
I thought he was really good.
In the course of this, right? Like, he's been incredible. But, I mean, the game itself, that one. Oh, and I also do want to shout out Jason Hayward. That another one that you just kind of got off the scrap heap, proverbially, right? He has continued to be important. He's going to factor into what we talk about next, because when it comes to the 6-1 loss for the Astros, it's not the biggest deal in the world. They still have an opportunity to clinch and get themselves set up for, you know, winning the AL West and going into postseason play. But really the big thing about it is we got more information on Yordan Alvarez here. And I think Joe Espada was talking about it. He gave us an update after first letting us know yesterday that, yeah, man, or early yesterday, that, yeah, he was not, you know, not feeling great, right? Like he had the, he woke up and he wasn't feeling as good, the, you know, the inflammation, all those things. This was Joe Espada yesterday after the game giving us an update on Altuve.
Right knee sprained.
What is his prognosis for the remainder of the regular season?
He will not be available for this series.
That is Yordan Alvarez, not Altuve. I'm going to lash out. I'm going to blame Figgy on that. You said Altuve earlier.
That's right. You did say that.
You put Altuve.
You almost scared me, to be honest. You said Altuve.
I'm like, oh, man. Did he wake up? Did he sleep wrong? But no.
See, you're catching on. You're catching on.
No, but Yordan out for the remaining 2 games of this series. But the big thing was knee sprain. Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what the gradation is on that knee sprain. Is it like a grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, whatever?
You'll never know.
Yeah, fair enough. Touche. Yeah. But with that being the case, right, like depending on it, you do some cursory searches.
Mm-hmm.
A knee sprain is anywhere from a few weeks to months when it comes to getting healthy.
Yes,
so
it
like,
is.
First of all, you're not going to have him for the rest of the Mariners series, which that's not the worst thing in the world. If you get yourself clinched, Jordan can sit for the rest of the damn season at the,
absolutely.
But postseason play comes quick. You got, you're a week out from wild card series, which it feels like you're very much going to be in. And with that being the case, like, is he going to be ready to play in general? And secondly, ain't no way he could play a field, right?
No, absolutely not. A couple things. First things first, let's go ahead and clinch this thing tonight here, okay? Let's go ahead and clinch this thing tonight.
All right, Fromber, come on, get out here, baby.
Because if you, knock on wood, heaven forbid, if you get swept by the Mariners, they'll be two games back and you go play the Guardians. And you play the Guardians. So I don't want to make it interesting. I don't want to make it interesting.
Come on, that's fun. That's no fun.
I don't want fun. I don't want fun right now.
And like, one of those Guardians games might be a Verlander game. We've seen the way that he's been pitching.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Although, the Guardians, Guardians are clinched up, right? Guardians don't got nothing to play for.
That's
so
true. I think they good.
Yeah. No, I think they're good, but we don't want any white knuckles against the Guardians on the final day of the season, and we're like, oh, Lord.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Now, Jordan, okay? A knee sprain is not like, oh, it's just a sprain. You either stretch the ligaments or slightly tear the ligaments.
Yes.
That's what a knee sprain is. And when they say sprain, it's kind of, you know, softening the verbiage, I guess, of what really happened. So he has some level of ligament damage. Sit his ass. And just let's just wait, because I've said it before. I said it last year. You don't win anything without Jordan. All due great respect to the rest of the guys, the Altuves and the Bregmans.
Altuve, who is healthy as far as we know. I just want to make that abundantly healthy. Clear.
Yes, you know, just sit him and see if we can get it better in just a matter of days, not weeks. Okay. Secondly, you hit it right on the head. It does make things interesting, especially if you go into the postseason. Even just missing a. You know, early on in the postseason, as he's trying to come back, because then John Singleton gets affected, Dubon gets affected. That he's not going to do anything but play DH.
Yeah, let's talk about that, right? Yeah. And so you know, Tommy Dang on the YouTube again, appreciate you, said it's not the pitchers, it's the offense that needs to wake up, and absolutely, and that's why this particular news is a little shaking, right? Like it shakes you a little bit because Jordan is such a vital part of the actual terror that this off or that this lineup, you know, poses.
Yeah.
Right. And if Jordan is not necessarily, if he's just not feeling good enough to be up to playing once you get to the playoffs, that's a bad thing. Point blank period. Like just get there. But then on top of that, right, if Jordan can only DH, if he can't play the left field, which it does feel like that's the case. One of the things that reasons why Jordan plays left field is because of the versatility it gives you with that DH position. Mm-hmm. If he is locked in the DH, which he would have to be if he can play him, but he can't play in the field, now you're dealing with how many of these bigger bats can you get in the situation? Because two of your better bats are catchers, and you have made them play first base in order to make that happen. All right. You have Caratini playing first base maybe, right? And you might have to platoon him with John Singleton. You're not getting him necessarily in, although how much do you want to get Singleton in? Obviously, also, that puts Jason Hayward probably into an everyday left field role. Mm-hmm. And he's been solid, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, is that the same as having Yordan in left field and then having another DH where you can add an even bigger bat, right? Yeah. Like, I do think that it puts some interesting strain on Espada and, you know, makes the lineup just a little bit less capable of being as dangerous as it possibly can be mm-hmm. against teams in the postseason.
Well, less versatile, for sure, because, you know, you know you're going to have Jake Myers in center field and Kyle Tucker in right field. Hayward has been very good. And so all of a sudden you lock in Yordan at DH, which obviously you do. Well, then, you know, Caratini, Dubon, Singleton, you know, all these players all of a sudden get knocked down a peg or two. And so that's where it gets interesting when you have these matchups against pitching, you know, all the advanced stats, you know, pitching versus hitting.
And I did go ahead and put Hayward in left. Maybe Dubon gets some play there as well.
I like Hayward there, but Dubon, you want to get his bat in the lineup too. So that's why it gets interesting.
Yeah, right?
it makes it difficult.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit more difficult to make all those. So yeah, Espada's going to have his work cut out for him. And it's really unfortunate the timing on this, right? When we talk about timing of things happening for sports teams, this is really unfortunate dealing with Yordan. Now, the thing about it is, like, if it's not a upper body injury, right, like, can he still get in there and swing, right? And that is something that we'll figure out at least beyond the Mariner series. But for the time being, Joe Espada lets us know he's not playing for the next 2 days, tonight nor tomorrow evening, right, or tomorrow, right? And so with that, you're trying to see is he going to be good for postseason play, particularly the wild card series, which unfortunately seems like you're going to have to play, and it's likely that you play against a Tigers team that has been surging, right?
Yeah.
Yordan, get well soon. And again, I don't know if we can trade ligaments or anything, but I got one available for you.
How about from the 409? All I heard from Espada yesterday was torn ACL, PCL, MCL, patella tendon, and broken leg.
All right. Okay. Although they did
sprain.
Yeah. They did start with inflammation again.
Yes,
remember?
They did.
On what was that, Sunday? Sunday was like, oh, the x-ray and there's inflammation. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Here we start the barrel towards fractures, don't we? Unfortunately, or thankfully, not a fracture, but ligament damage, as John pointed to. And so we will be watching that space because it matters so very much for your Astros. Framber Valdez going tonight for the Astros when they face off again against the Mariners. Will they get it done tonight? Will they clinch tonight? That's what we're watching for. But coming up next, let's get to the question of the day here in the loop. What is your best or maybe worst handiwork moment, right? So like being a handyman, we know that the stadium is getting some handyman work as well to get the roof all back to where it should be. What was your best or worst instance of doing some home improvement work or something of the like? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that, Nick.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.